La troisième étoile du match ce soir de Thurs are Le Frère Dal.
Yes, Le Frère Dal, he's picking winners again. Gagnon, winner. Le Frère d'Alain in studio. There he is. What a beautiful-looking hat. Team Owl Dog, look at these two. Now they're just the best of friends.
Best buddies.
It's the uniform. We got to rock it.
Yeah, now you're
and
Richie
our friend
April and
Kara
Beans.
Wagland, not that we got involved in that because we are true friends. She was on the same train of thought, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think everyone was on the same train of thought there. There was no way. I mean, Taysom Hill... Like, I don't know what the Saints are going to do. You guys were talking about it earlier, but, like, that guy's clearly not the answer. Like, clearly not the answer.
No, he's not.
Thanks.
And he injured his middle finger last night. Yeah. It sounds like it might have been fractured or whatever. That had no bearing on anything. Anyone suggesting that's why he... Like, the pick six was just an awful throw. I don't care if you don't have fingers. You can't make that throw.
Yeah, his eyes weren't broken, and he didn't see the player, who I'm pretty sure he's Canadian, actually, Carlos Watkins, didn't see him directly in front of him. He was just staring down his receiver, and he's like, I'm going to throw the pass to this guy who's open. Oh, wait, there's a big, massive 300-pound boulder right in front of me that he tried to look through. Next thing you know, pick six, game over.
Yeah, and the backdoor cover was screaming at you.
Wow, how nervous were you?
When Harris brought that to the house, I'm not going to lie, I started to sweat and be like, this backdoor Brian's creeping in here. Mm-hmm. It's happening. It is happening. So, but it didn't. The Cowboys,
Yeah, they got. I didn't think it was an impressive win, but they got the win, and that's all that matters. And they're going to win that division. They're going to host a playoff game. They're not going to win the NFC. But a win is a win, and a cover is a cover. Shout out to Al's brother, Team Al Dog, and Kara Wagland. Kara obviously was the mystery picker this weekend or last night, and she picked the winner as well. Kara knew what was coming. She's
welcome anytime, by the way, to make the mystery pick.
Well, she's probably disappointed you didn't utilize her talents, you know, but you didn't know who it was. I didn't know who it was, and you'll have someone else available to you on Monday. So maybe you decide to sell Al's brother down the river based on what's about to happen here, because the Sunday NFL picks are back and brought to you by bookseats.com. Get on Instagram and join or visit at bookseats.com to enter the Las Vegas Sports Package giveaway. That's at bookseats.com on Instagram. Bookseats.com, simplifying the way fans travel. So I'm on the 1 o'clock game on the Sunday night, or you guys are on the 4 o'clock game. The 1 o'clock game we were playing is Chargers at Bengals. Bengals laying 3. Now, the L.A. Chargers are such a confusing team.
I know.
They got
smoked
last week by Denver. I never know what they are or what's coming. Right. And as a result, I'm going to take the home team. It's not laying a big spread. I'm going to take the Bengals. The Bengals are coming off a very impressive win against Pittsburgh. I'm a little bit concerned about the letdown after that game. I'm concerned about the Chargers' Jekyll and Hyde history, and I don't know what to expect with that pass rush if they get after Joe Burrow. But I like where the Bengals are at. I like that they're at home, and the spread is only 3. I will take the Cincinnati Bengals.
Ooh.
I like we're on the Chargers. There's a couple of reasons why I like being on the Chargers. First of all, the look ahead line had this as a pick'em. So automatically we're already getting 3 points.
Can
like
you back
said,
up a sec, what is the look ahead line?
Like a week ago before last week's games, ahead was a pick'em, and then people overreacted to what happened last week. The Chargers losing and the Bengals getting the blowout victory. And due to that overreaction, you saw the line creep up for Cincinnati. But the look ahead suggests that this is closer to a pick'em, so I'm almost getting 3 points right off the bat here. And look, I mean, the Bengals, 2-5 against the spread their last 7 home games, so I'm not sure home field advantage is as great as you think it is. And the Chargers, 5-2 their last 7 on the road.
Okay.
So I like being on the Chargers. Plus, Mike White hung 400 yards on the Cincinnati Bengals team. Justin Herbert should be able to do pretty good and keep this one close and possibly win it on the money line.
Yeah, possibly. I think Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke went off last week, was it not, I believe, against this Chargers defense? So I think Joe Burrow is going to be very comfortable. I'm not too concerned about that. I like being on Cincinnati. I think it's a tough game, but I'm obviously taking them, so I'm going to ride with it at this point. 4 o'clock game, the Ravens are at the Steelers. Baltimore laying 4.5. This is your game. Who do you like and why?
They're frauds at the end of the day. They are frauds, and I will say that. But I like the
Buddy,
Baltimore.
We're frauds.
Which is why we're uniting with the Baltimore Ravens, who are also frauds, in my opinion.
Dude, is it me, or do we get the Ravens kind of... The Ravens always seem to pop up on our radar, and I hate it. Like, give me... I want the cowl. We always get Ravens stuff. It's garbage.
Because every time we take them, they let us down, and then when we don't take them, they let us down, and they go
exactly
out and they get a blowout. It sucks. But we're stuck with it. I didn't get to pick the games. Grappler made sure that there was no bias in here, and
right.
Grappler gave us the set of games. So
right.
It's not on me. I just got to sit here and pick the board that we're given. And I like the Ravens this week, though, because the biggest frauds of them all is Big Ben Roethlisberger. This guy's done. He's cooked. He can't do it no more. They're going to have to rely on the run game, which, you know, the Ravens have a stout run defense. So I think that Lamar Jackson, he's going to have a big bounce back after throwing picks last week. I think that the Ravens go in there and they roll. I like them laying the points.
Talk about Big Ben, his own teammate, Ryan Clark. We won a Super Bowl together.
Yeah.
Called him out and said it's time for him to sit down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Clark, he dismantled the whole organization.
Oh,
from the top to the
God,
bottom.
Did like, he run it up and down.
And listen, the Steelers are they're awful right now. I like your pick. I would take the Ravens as well. The only thing I can rely on here is pride, a divisional battle at home. Pittsburgh coming off the loss they just had, they step up.
Yeah.
And that is the nature of the NFL. Any given Sunday, it changes week over week. Momentum generally doesn't carry over. You just got embarrassed within the division. Are you going to allow yourself to do it twice? I'm not sure they win, but I could see them losing by a field goal. I could see Ravens by three. That would be a cover on my end.
I mean, the trends don't suggest that, though, Brian. The trends
the
Steelers,
brother.
They're 2-5, their last seven in the AFC North. You look at the Ravens, 9-2 against the spread in their last 11 within the AFC North. So the Ravens have absolutely dominated this divisional matchup, the division entirely. So I'm sticking with them with the 4.5 points.
I can understand that. And you are a man of trends before the ball gets kicked off in the air. And then the trends get lit up in smoke, basically.
Smoke.
I'm just not going to overthink it. The Ravens are a much better team than the Steelers.
I agree with you.
Much better
JP,
team.
Can you clip that, JP, where he said, I'm not going to overthink that?
Yeah.
Please.
I just don't see it happening. I'm just not going to overthink this. Like, the amount of just drops that are coming at Al's brother this year, phenomenal. All right, so I'm on the Sunday nighter. I hate this game. Chiefs at home laying 9.5 against the Broncos. Kansas City's coming off a bye.
Yeah.
So they're coming off a bye, which... I was all over the Chiefs, and then I put more thought into it. I'm going to take the Broncos here. I'm going to take the points. Denver, I don't think people know this. Denver's above 500.
Yeah.
They're 6-5. They are not this tire fire that you would think, the team that traded Von Miller, the team that can't find a quarterback. Vic Fangio, I think, has got this team believing that at least they can compete. And Kansas City, I want to believe they're going to come alive based on their history. They have shown it in spurts. But they have not really dominated. Even their last win was against Dallas, they barely got past them.
But they're due for one, Hazy.
We keep saying that.
We love our team in this place.
I knew you'd be on the Chiefs. If you were picking this, you'd take Kansas
City. Thank
you.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
Of course you would, because it's a 9.5-point spread.
Please listen to my guy on this play. Go ahead, Al's brother. Why we like this selection.
All right. I think the Kansas City, the team that we've seen over the last few weeks compared to the earlier Kansas City Chiefs is totally different. You look at the way this defense is finally playing. The two biggest issues why this team fell into a hole mid-season, early in the season, was because they were turning the ball over 25% of their drives. Turning the ball over. They've somewhat stopped that. They're protecting the football a little bit more.
Right.
And their defense was getting carved up. It was Swiss cheese. It's not quite happening much anymore. They're actually the second best defense over the last 3 weeks. They're only allowing 10 points per game over the last 3 weeks. They've kicked Chris Jones inside. They traded for Melvin Gordon. Legarius Sneed, who I think was your guy of the weekend a couple of weeks ago. Oh, this guy's turning into a pretty good shutdown corner. I like the way the defense is rolling.
I agree
and
with you, Al's
it's
brother.
Patrick Mahomes. They're definitely going to go. They're going to put up a bunch of points. If he doesn't turn the ball over and instead starts to just put the ball into the end zone, this could be a blowout.
Yeah, well, listen, it could be. And they had that very impressive win at Las Vegas. Outside of that, everything's been tight. They barely beat Dallas. They barely beat Green Bay. They barely beat the Giants. Like, this is not a team over the last month, month and a half that has done what you are suggesting they are a lock to do. They've done it once at Vegas. They're coming off a bye. Their defense has been a lot better. I don't dispute that. But I think this is Vegas telling you the public would hammer this, thinking Denver's awful. They'd say Kansas City's still the Super Bowl favorites. Denver sucks. So 9.5, they're giving this away. I think Vegas is telling you, we got to keep this closer than you think because they think Denver's going to show up. Divisional game. Divisional game. They only had their bye 2 weeks ago. It's not like they had their bye 6 weeks ago. They're fairly fresh as well. They're pretty healthy. I'll take the points.
Where
I think Kansas City probably wins this, but screams backdoor. Screams.
Where did you think backdoor. the public's money is at in this game?
I would guess it was Kansas City.
76% of the handle coming in on Denver.
There you go. Smart public. Smart public. As yeah, it should be, because the public realizes that line's way too big. Kansas City hasn't deserved it.
It was at 10. It's been bet down to 9.5, but, I mean, Vegas never loses. Vegas rarely loses.
Someone's got to lose.
It's going to be you, Mr. Brian Hayes.
We'll see about that. Maybe I need the mystery pick.
One win, and all of a sudden, this guy...
This is the best. Noodles, it's the best. One win, and these guys think that they are back to being Sam Rothstein in Casino.
Dude, did you hear the information that this guy just blurted out? That's professional
type stuff. I've been hearing it for 13 weeks.
A week from now, you will be having this guy on waivers or having something going on. Like, it never stops.
It never ends.
It's just it goes up and down. The roller coaster of Team Al Dog is what I'm here for. I love watching that.
There's no better soap opera. There's no better reality show going than Team Al Dog, the ups and downs of Team Al Dog.
We're starting to become the underdog, though, because there were some tweets out there that were pretty stoked that we finally came up with a big win.
Listen.
Dude, people are literally sending me things, like, congrats on last night.
Me too. Same. That's literally
there's
like,
so much
some
support
DMs.
For you guys.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to keep them happy.
As you should. I was happy for you guys. I was tearing up a little bit. I wanted to see you guys get out there, pick up a win last night. It was a great scene. And we got a little action on the Hero World Challenge as well. Four of our boys are in contention right now.
Nice.
You mean your boys or our guys?
No, it's like collectively. Bryson DeChambeau is in the lead at 11 under. I have Bryson.
No.
Tony Finau's at 10. Kepka's at 10. Morikawa's
at 10. Did you take Finau
10? I have Bryson and Finau, but you got Kepka and Morikawa, and they're both only a shot back going into the weekend.
I love it.
We got some action cooking going into the weekend.
I love it.
So take that for what it's worth as well, Ellis, brother. The Sunday NFL Picks brought to you by BookSeats.com. Get to Instagram. Follow at BookSeats.com on Instagram to enter in the Las Vegas Sports Package giveaway. BookSeats.com, simplifying the way fans travel. Al's brother, best of luck, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck.
You as well.
Thank you. Psych. Sounded sincere. The picks are officially in.